And I'd like to go ahead and get started and make some announcements. We will have people trickling in as they register, and so we can expect that for the first little bit here. When you leave, and I'll make these announcements again, but when you leave this ballroom A, please take all your laptops, registration materials with you. That's important because as they prepare for lunch, they'll go ahead and take out all the materials here and bring them outside. So if you remember to take those with you. We have two authors that will be signing books and speaking to us today. Karen Wyatt, MD, will have a book signing for her book, What Really Matters, at 9:30 at the University of Utah Health Science Bookstore outside of Ballroom A. Edward James O'Neill Jr., MD, will have a book signing at 1 o'clock today for his books, Awakening Hippocrates and A Practical Guide to Global Health Service. He will also have an informal discussion on global health service tomorrow from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in the conference boardroom. He will be speaking at 12 p.m. today as well in our ballroom A as a keynote lunch speaker on global health inequality, a call to understanding and action. Tonight at 6 p.m. there is the George S. Eccles Dinosaur Park Family Night Buffet sponsored by McKay D. Hospital Center. Thursday is the second revival of the Ladies Social Luncheon and Fashion Show sponsored by the Weber County Medical Society and Alliance. All partners and guests are invited. Thursday night is the President's Reception sponsored by Ogden Regional Medical Center starting at 6:30 in the Union Station Old Timers Room with comedian Craig Billick and singer-entertainer Pam Cannon. Thursday night is also the Utah Academy of Family Physician annual meeting with a reception and dinner starting at 5 o'clock in the junior conference room. I ask you to please mute or vibrate all cell phones. Again, when you leave ballroom A, take all materials with you, laptops, registration materials with you. At lunch, this room will be locked down to prepare. The first kickoff speaker for this conference is Mike Matthew. He is the Ogden City Fire Department Chief, and he is a stand-in for our mayor. Please help me welcome him as he introduces our conference and introduces Ogden to those of you who are visiting. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez. When I got here this morning, I had reflected about what I was going to talk about today, about Ogden and why I'm so proud of Ogden to be part of it. I've lived here my entire life, and I wasn't quite sure, and I don't think even Dr. Gonzalez knows this, but I wasn't quite sure whether to go up and shake his hand or turn around and pull my pants down and see if he remembers me, because actually he has performed a couple of colonoscopies on me, and I appreciate that very much. I can talk about that. I don't believe that's a HIPAA violation, because I'm sharing information and he's not. In terms of how he took care of me. But I do have to say that having gone through that actual experience, was pretty apprehensive going into it, but thanks to propofol and some great effort on the part of Dr. Gonzalez, he was looking at my colon at 9 o'clock and I was eating by 11 o'clock and on a mountain bike ride by 12:30. And so modern medicine is wonderful. And I do have to thank him for turning my my colon into a urethra temporarily. I very much appreciate that. It's great to be here. I've been involved in pre-hospital care medicine throughout my entire career. I recognize Dr. Caton out there. He was one of the emergency room physicians that I worked with for many years. I spent 13 years on a paramedic vehicle in this community. Did some wonderful things in regards to pre-hospital care. And I want to reflect on one story I'll share with you that hopefully this is why all of you got into the healthcare business or are aspiring to get into the healthcare business. In 1981, I was actually on a paramedic unit in Ogden here, and I was traveling back to the station, and we received a phone call or a radio call from the dispatcher who said they had a drowning. By the time she gave us the information, we were about a block and a half away from this drowning, an 18-month-old. And you know, fathers versus mothers, a father was trying to multitask, and so he was out washing the car while he had the 4-year-old and 18-month-old in the bathtub, which wasn't a very good idea. But the 18-month-old had drowned, and when we arrived, the 18-month-old was apneic, pulseless, had an agonal heart rhythm. We began resuscitation, and we transported her to McKay Hospital. I can remember, as if it were yesterday, what I witnessed the following day after taking this child in. When we left the emergency room, the patient, the 18-month-old, was breathing on her own, which was a very good sign as far as in terms of brain damage, whatnot. Heart rate had come up, blood pressure had come up. She still hadn't regained consciousness. The next day, I went up to the pediatric ICU at McKay Hospital, and I'll never forget this picture that I saw. This was this cute little 18-month-old girl sitting in a high chair eating a red popsicle. And I looked at, turned to my partner and just smiled, and we walked out of the hospital, and we felt like we were on top of the world because it's such a positive outcome. Well, the story doesn't end there. I had worked through my career as a paramedic, promoting myself through the fire department and the administration, had become the fire chief in 1995, and my administrative assistant in 1999 received an email. It was from a person by the name of Amber McGuire, and she was coming from Cleveland, Ohio, and she was going to the MTC Center in Provo because she was going to shortly leave on an LDS mission. And she wanted to know if a couple of paramedics were still around because she had a copy of a newspaper article that stated, "Paramedics revive infant." Well, shortly thereafter, my administrative assistant gave me that information, and I pulled out that same article. And subsequently, I had made contact with her. She did go on her LDS mission, served very successfully. She afterwards got married. I was invited to her wedding. She sent me cards and pictures of her two children. She was valedictorian in her high school. And we've had a wonderful relationship all since 1981. And I use that same story to talk to new and aspiring firefighters and paramedics about hopefully why they get into this business. Hopefully they get into it because making a difference in a person's life is what it's all about. Hopefully you have gotten into the healthcare industry for that same reason, is making a small difference in someone's life. And for that I'm very thankful because as it leads into my next few comments, and the mayor would like me to mention a few things about what's so great about Ogden is, I received my paramedic training at Weber State University many years ago, and they still run a very fine paramedic program today and generally turn out predominantly 90-some-odd percent of all the paramedics that serve us in the community here. And it's a wonderful institution, and one of the things that's been happening recently is the Ogden mayor and the Weber State administration, president's group has gotten together and they've launched an initiative to coin Ogden as a college town. And that is a great community partnership that Weber State and Ogden City enjoys with one another. And we just think we have more room to grow in that area. Some of the things that the mayor would like me to mention about Ogden City and why it's so great to live here is, I'll tell you why. When I thought about preparing for this talk, it was lunchtime and I was thinking about I needed to prepare for this presentation, but priorities took over. Instead of preparing for this talk, I went down to the locker room at 22nd and Lincoln, where our Ogden Public Safety Building is, and I jumped on my mountain bike and rode 2 blocks along the road to the Ogden River Parkway, rode up the parkway to Rainbow Gardens at the mouth of Ogden Canyon, and then rode along the East Bench on the Shoreline Trail above Mount Ogden Golf Course and above Weber State, and then returned to work to get back to work at about 10 after 1. About 3 years ago, I decided that if I don't have a meeting at lunchtime and the weather is cooperative, I go for a mountain bike ride right here from downtown Ogden. I don't have to load my bike up. I don't have to go anywhere. I just jump on my bike and go for a ride. I can go north, south. I can go out, if it's inclement weather, I can go out towards Riverdale. I can go out to West Haven. One of the phrases that Ogden City uses is, it's all within reach. Within 30 minutes, I can be at a ski resort. One of three. If you remember back during the Olympics, the downhill and Super G was up at Snow Basin Ski Resort. Some of the developments and the new announcements that are going on in Powder Mountain right now, you're going to see some wonderful new additions going on up there and see that ski resort modernized. We do have some of the greatest snow on earth, and it's all within reach. We've had some great things happen with Ogden. Let me read just a few of the things recently in the last year just from the media that we've received recognition on. Now, I'm not saying that if you're not from Ogden that you don't have a great community. and hopefully you brag about it too, because hopefully you're real proud and pleased of where you live. But the Business Journal's on numbers of economic index, we were rated number 8. International Economic Development Council, we received a gold award for excellence in economic development. As you may know, we were an old railroad town in the 1950s and 40s and bustling then, but we've had to revitalize Ogden and renew Ogden and redevelop Ogden. That's much more challenging than just building out a community. Our Outdoor Industry Association case study of Ogden, Utah, and the Western Governors Association presenter at their annual meeting. They're asking, why is it that Ogden's becoming the outdoor recreation mecca of the Western United States? We enjoy that, we embrace it, we think it's a way to go. Powder Magazine rated last year Ogden as the best ski community in the U.S. Forbes rated best cities for raising a family, number 8th overall. Forbes also best places for business and careers, number 6 overall. Forbes listed the country's 20 fastest growing cities, and Ogden was within that top 20. Most affordable cities to buy a home by CNN, we were rated number 7. Recent economic developments, the River Project down here along, if you're not familiar with the area, down along here, around right in this, it dissects the north and south of Ogden. If you've not been down there in a while, go down and walk that river parkway, how they've cleaned up the river and some of the businesses that are developing and the residential units coming along in there. It's wonderful. Gear 30, an outdoor recreation business entity with high-end mountain climbing and all kinds of different outdoor or recreational equipment needs is right down there by the River Parkway. In the last year, we created 1,517 new jobs. We've expanded and remodeled the airport terminal. If you haven't experienced flying down to Phoenix from Ogden, you ought to take advantage of that. It feels like a chartered flight. I did it last Thanksgiving to go see my brother. It's the only one and only flight that'll leave that airport, and you feel like you're treated like a king because you're the only plane in town, and it's a great trip down and out. I get out off the plane, I'm in my car in 5 minutes, and I'm home in 10. It's a total different experience than flying out of the Salt Lake International Airport with the thousands of people that you're being managed around. Another great partnership with Weber State is the bookstore and the apps incubator in downtown Ogden, $1 million grant to support significant progress with Weber State. We've received $10 million in grants and other awards into our budget to help develop economic development for Ogden City. And we've just recently created a 100-acre industrial park in West Ogden, over in the where the old stockyards was located at. Ogden's a great community to be a part of. Not one person is responsible for its success. It's really a tribute to the many, many people seeing the common goal. One of the things I can tell you about just as a paramedic, back when I was a paramedic working on the trucks, we used to take care of heart attacks in this way. We would treat them, try to give them antiarrhythmics, keep them from fibrillating, get them to the hospital. They'd suffer their heart attack, and most physicians would take care of them, trying to prevent them from going into congestive heart failure. We'd subsequently see them days later. They were on Slo-K, Digitalis, and Lasix, and we just took care of them from there on out, and they suffered their heart attack and the muscle damage they have. What's great about Ogden and Weber County, we're big enough to be significant, but not too big enough to be lost in the numbers game. We have a great STEMI program, stroke care program here in this community that our paramedics are tied with both hospitals in a significant way. I received feedback from our outreach coordinator from the hospitals. And most of you know, if you're involved in any STEMI programs, you know that the objective is door to balloon time within an hour. Some say 90 minutes. I get reports back from our outreach coordinator that we have 911 call to balloon time, some of them at 39 minutes. Now think of that for a minute, 911 call. The national standard for hospitals is door, the emergency room door. We're taking patients right from the field, transmitting 12 lead EKGs from the field, having them in the cath lab, all but directly admitting patients into the cath lab, bypassing the ER, and they're getting their stents put in less than 40 minutes. Pretty amazing. That's because we have people that care throughout the system, all the way from the start of the call from 911 to the definitive care that's being performed in the cath lab. We very much want to see the success of patients' outcome along with what the medical industry wants to see, the EMS industry wants to see, and we very much appreciate being a part of that. On behalf of Ogden City, I want to welcome you here. The mayor would probably kick my tail if I didn't tell you that while you're here, spend some money, because that helps with the general fund coffers. If you want to help your relationship with your cardiologist. Just down the end of the intersection, down the way, there's a place called Beyond Glaze. They have gourmet donuts. You'll for sure be, if you buy those maple bacon donuts, you'll for sure see a cardiologist real soon. And you might even see a paramedic unit, and that'd be great for us. But no, in all honesty, thank you for being here. Thanks for being in Ogden. Enjoy your stay. Enjoy the outdoors if you have a little bit of time. And we welcome you to Ogden City. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. The second kickoff speaker of the conference is Chuck White, who took office as the 12th president of Weber State University on January 1st of this year. A distinguished scholar and academic leader, he has more than 28 years of higher education experience. Prior to his appointment at Weber State, White served 3 years as dean of the graduate school at the University of Utah, where he was also the associate vice president for academic affairs. White, who grew up in North Virginia, received a bachelor's degree in chemistry in 1977 from the University of Virginia and a doctoral degree in chemistry in 1982 from the California Institute of Technology. In the community, White has served on the board of trustees for the Academy for Math, Engineering, and Science and has been an advocate for the Lowell Banyan Community Service Center and co-presented at the annual Faraday Christmas Lectures, a popular free science lecture series for children of all ages. He also has been Chief Mission Orientation Pilot for the Utah Wing of Angel Flight West, a nonprofit charity providing free non-emergency medical transportation. White is married to Victoria Rasmussen, who is the manager of professional development for the Utah Education Network. He is the father of three grown children. In his free time, White enjoys long distance running, flying small aircraft, backpacking, and hiking. Please help me welcome Dr. Chuck White.
Thank you, Chad. It's a pleasure to be here. Sometimes when I address groups like this, it's to welcome people to Ogden. Other times, it's to introduce myself. I appreciate the introduction. You saved me about half of my talk. So thank you very much. As Chad said, I've been a chemistry professor at the U for the last 28 years, so even though I'm new to Weber State, I'm not new to Utah, and it's just a pleasure for me and Victoria to move 35 miles up the road to Ogden and become part of this great community. I appreciate the shout out from Chief Matthew about Weber State. It's an amazing institution, and I'm really proud to serve as president of Weber State University. As I was getting settled in my job, one of the things that I did was to look around and try to figure out what really is the job, what is the mission of Weber State University in this community of Ogden. And really it comes down to three main things. The first is that Weber State University must provide great access to higher education to students in this region of Ogden, Davis, and Weber counties. The second is we are an open access institution, so we have to take students from wherever they are academically when they come to us, straight out of high school, adult learners, all sorts of people, and prepare them to earn their degrees and enter the workforce or go on to graduate or professional study. And I think we do a really good job of that. Our pre-med program is just amazing. In fact, I just wanted to do an informal poll. How many of you in the audience attended Weber State? Can you just raise your hand? Okay, that's terrific. I think that's about a quarter of you. And so, you know, we do an amazing job of preparing students for law school, medical school, all sorts of graduate opportunities. And about 60% of our students go directly into the workforce after earning their degrees. The third thing that we do is to provide leadership in the community. And often this comes down to providing leadership to promote economic prosperity. And Chief Matthews talked a little bit about our College Town project and the small business incubator that we're going to be putting into a new building that's about one block from here. It's in the 2300 block of Washington Boulevard. We're in the process of renovating that building. But it's going to be an amazing facility with a new startup incubator called Startup Ogden. It'll have a presence for the bookstore and also continuing education that'll offer non-credit classes to anybody in the community. We're also mindful of our responsibility and leadership to promote social justice. And the university does a great deal of work through the Community Involvement Center, providing opportunities for students, faculty, and staff to become engaged in the community, to do their learning and apply their academic learning in the context of community service. And so that's a large part of what we do at the university. So those three themes are access, learning, and community are really what Weber State University is all about. Lastly, I wanted to talk a little bit about how you can get involved with Weber State University. And there are several different ways you can do that. The first is through internships. We find that students learn best when they're able to apply their knowledge in the context of their chosen profession. And so sending students out into the community to serve internships and other kinds of service in the community is a really important part of their training at the university. So if you have opportunities to mentor a student, to hire an intern, to maybe hire one of our graduates, I would strongly encourage you to consider doing that. It not only helps the student to get a better idea of what it's like to work in the profession as they're finishing up their education, which is really important. And a lot of people finish their degrees and get into their profession and say, oh, I didn't realize what this was what it was like. It's important for them to really have a good understanding of what it's like to be a health professional or a lawyer or whatever their chosen profession is. So if you have an opportunity to hire an intern, please do it. Contact my office, contact the College of Science or any of the other colleges and ask about opportunities to hire interns. It's really important. It's also important for you because as you employ people in your organizations, internships is a great way to try people out, see what they're like, kind of a probationary period. And you can choose the best interns and recruit them heavily to be permanent employees in your organizations. The second way that you can get involved with Weber State University is to teach a class. I mean, how many of you have considered teaching a class? The faculty at Weber State University are academic professionals. They have usually the terminal degree in their field, but the D in MD stands for doctorate, and so you all have the terminal degree. And so if you're interested in teaching a class in microbiology or zoology, the Dean of the College of Science is right over here, Dave Maddy, and call his office, call the department office, ask about the opportunity to come and teach a class. It's fun. We don't pay a lot of money, but most of what you should do in your profession is for fun anyway. And I can tell you that teaching a class every once in a while is just a lot of fun. The third thing that you can do is to get involved as an alumnus or a supporter of Weber State University. There are a lot of exciting things going on at the university. We got some planning funding from the legislature this year to plan an amazing new science laboratory building. So Dean Maddy and his faculty are now in the process of trying to figure out what that building should do, what it should look like, how it should function. And how we're going to teach science in 20 years from now. And so there's a lot going on in terms of figuring out what the laboratories are going to look like, what kinds of equipment the laboratories should contain, and we would welcome your involvement in that overall process. So outside in the hallway here, Weber State University has a table. And what I would encourage you to do is, if you're alumnus of Weber State University, and about a quarter of you are, be sure to stop by the table. Just give us your name. Let us touch base with you and keep track of where our alumni go. We are increasingly responsible for doing that. So if it's only giving us your name and letting us know that you're still in the Ogden area, that's fine. But if you're interested in getting more involved either in development of this new science building, or teaching a class, or hiring an intern, or just mentoring a student, I would very much encourage you to stop by that table, visit us, give us your name, and get involved. Welcome to Ogden, for those of you who are from out of town. Welcome back to Weber State University, for those of you who are going to get involved, and have a great conference. Thank you very much.
Okay, the next part of our meetings are called What's New in My Specialty. This has been long-standing tradition at this conference. These are short talks, short segments of specialists in their fields that will be talking about what's new in their field. So this goes from 7:30 to 9:30. Each talk is a half hour, and we'll be repeating this actually each day of the conference. Each speaker will be finishing 5 minutes early for questions. And what we'd ask you to do for questions is, rather than raise your hand and ask the question from your table, actually, we have mics set up on both sides of the conference room. And so if you could go to those mics and line up to ask the questions, that would be very helpful. So we'll get started with our first speaker.